Welcome back to All Rights Reserved, your exclusive entertainment law and law school podcast with your hosts, Kayla and Suna. Today, we're just going to be doing a chill, nice little 2020 recap, talk about what we did, what we wish we did, what we didn't do, and what we hope to do for next year. I think I'm not the only one in saying this when I say that 2020 was a year. A year.
Well, if you think about it, think of it like this: 2020 and then one. You know, next year,
right, I saw
like,
that.
Okay, it's 2021. I'm like, okay, I see.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that too.
Listen, Happy New Year's, guys. I'm Happy so New glad Year's. That we're out of this year. This was a terrible, traumatizing year for everyone.
Seriously.
So I'm just glad that it has come to an end. Let's just hope now with the vaccine and everything, we will just, you know, we're graduating. I just think we have a lot in store for us in 2021. And I'm actually kind of excited.
Indeed. No, that's true. I think one thing that I've been thinking about recently a lot has been that this time next year, I'll not be in school anymore. I'll know whether I'm a lawyer or not,
yeah.
Whether I need to stress about the February bar or not. Like, hopefully I don't, but like, there's going to be so much more certainty at that point. I feel like, I mean, hopefully I'll have a job, but I was just thinking like, it feels like a year in limbo almost, but there's a lot that's going to be happening, I think. And, you know, just have to mentally prepare for the journey.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, in a few months from now, we're going to know for lawyers, which is absolutely wild.
Seriously.
But you know, I'm ready for it. I think it's something that we can definitely handle. That's for sure. I think one of the bar courses that we took, CalBAR, was really helpful. And it kind of gave me an idea of what to expect for the bar. And I think the whole part of the bar that scared me the most was I didn't know what was on it. I didn't know what to expect. But now that we did it, I kind of actually feel a little better about it. I don't know how you feel about it, but
I feel that way too, actually, because I think it took a lot of the unknown out of it. And yeah, it was hard and it was overwhelming, but it kind of gave us the whole spiel, like what we need to expect, how to study for it. You know, at least we kind of got to dip our toes in. And it's just really funny. The other day I woke up and I was just laying in bed and I was like, oh my God, the bar exam. Maybe there are YouTube videos about how to study for the bar exam. And like, so of course I went onto YouTube and I was like, okay, how to study for the California bar exam. And there were so many videos, but, one of the videos was like by this guy who passed, I guess like in 2018, and he was talking about the essay portion and literally everything that he said was everything that we were doing in CalBAR anyway. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Like so what? I think like, for example, just doing as much practice as you can, having good rule statements and just practicing and doing time management. And like he was saying how what he did was he allocated 55 minutes to each essay so that he'd get an extra 10 minutes on the PT, which I thought it was really smart because the PT is worth smart. 200 points while the essays are worth 100 points each. So just stuff like that. But I think that CalBAR writing definitely helped, even though it was overwhelming.
Right.
Yeah. And then this semester we're taking MBE, which is the multiple choice portion of the bar exam, which I'm sure will also be equally as overwhelming, but useful.
Yeah, it will be useful. No, but I'm excited. I think that we'll do great. And even if we don't pass, which I don't think is going to happen, but I think we should normalize it. It does
putting
happen,
it into the universe. Yeah.
But we're going to put it into the universe. We're going to manifest.
Yeah.
Manifest. Okay.
We're so Californian.
We're going to manifest. We're going to be lawyers.
Yes.
And we're just going to kill it this year. But I'm just really excited, you know, to be almost done. I feel like I've grown a lot since we started law school.
Absolutely.
I actually feel like a different person. This year definitely had its challenges, but it kind of just like showed me how to just, you know, improvise kind of.
Oh, adaptation.
Yeah, and I kind of just like went with it and it worked. And, you know, even though everything was so like uncertain, we kind of just figured it out as it went. And that was, and honestly, that's kind of how life is. You got to just figure it out as it goes. You can't really be so anxious about the future, which, you know, I struggle with. I've talked about in our previous episodes about my anxiety, but I've kind of just learned to wing it and get to where I need to get to. It doesn't matter that there's obstacles in the way, that obstacle being coronavirus. But, you know, I still was able to find internships. I was still able to do well in school. So honestly, I'm not too, like, I'm pretty happy about how this year went, you know?
Good. No, that's awesome. And I think that, like, I think this year, as you were saying, was definitely very challenging, switching to online learning, having to, you know, figure out our internships remotely, having to figure out networking remotely, or just adjusting our lives. Also, you and I moved. There was also that.
Yes.
And, I think definitely, like, the theme of 2020 has just been adapting and figuring it out, which is a good skill to have. And, you know, it sucks that this year went the way that it did with the world imploding and burning on fire, basically. But, there are some good things that came out of it. Like, you know, we got our summer internships still happened and we learned a lot there. We started this podcast, which has been really, really fun.
Yeah.
We successfully completed a semester completely remote. So our fall semester and everything.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, and we both have internships locked down for when spring semester starts. So it's like, it could have been a lot worse.
I completely agree. I'm so excited. Starting next week, I'm doing the intercession class that Suna actually told me about. Mm-hmm. It's an entertainment litigation class with her current/old bosses, which I'm really excited about.
It's going to be great. It's a very practical class.
Yeah,
the reading supplement has like 800 pages, just FYI.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. What do I do? Like, what does the class consist of and what do I need to know, or how do I prepare? Because that's a very long amount of pages to read. And I don't know if I can
do that. For day one, I actually read all the cases that were assigned just because I was under the mentality, like, these are going to be my summer bosses. I don't want to, like, embarrass myself or, you know, disappoint them, or, like, what if they question why they hired me or whatever. So I put a lot of effort into, like, the first 2 days. But then day two and four, I got kind of fatigued. So I started, like, skimming the cases, getting, like, the gist of it. They did cold call, if I remember correctly, but this was also in person and I don't know how it's going to go on Zoom. So what I did was, as I always do, I just volunteered for a few cases that I understood and knew about. And then I just asked questions here and there. So I think that, you know, when you get to entertainment law, or maybe trademarks, or I'm sure there's copyright in there too. Like, if there's a case that's familiar to you, I would just volunteer and get it out of the way. And then, like, you know, they probably won't, like, call on you again.
Wait, I'm so nervous. I hate
cold
calls.
No, don't be.
What do I do?
They're not mean. They're not mean at all. Just, like, explain what happened in the case and what the rule was.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I gotta prepare. It's a good thing I'm quarantining now.
Yeah, but the cases are interesting and they're very, very applicable to what we do.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah,
it's
they
not
are.
Like, like, some, I mean, there was a little bit of civil procedure just because it is litigation, but you like civil procedure.
Yeah,
so
I do.
And some of the cases in CivPro were, I think, cases we had seen before. So, like, I saw some familiar cases pop up. So it's not, like, all foreign. And, like, honestly, the reason that there's a lot is because they also want you to use it as a resource, like, just to have, because it's a good collection of cases. And a lot of them are like, what the current authority is. So, like, if you ended up in a litigation job post bar in entertainment, you could definitely hold on to it as a resource and just have your notes with you, because it's a very, very practical class.
Right. No, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great.
They're also really cool. Like, they have the best stories too. Like, they're also really nice. So I think you'll like it.
I need to take advantage of the entertainment classes. I know I'm not so good about doing that, but I think this will be a really good learning experience for me. Especially because I'm really only taking, like, two classes next semester that are for the bar. So
yeah,
I think this will be fun. I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm But what are your plans until, you know, we start school? Are you doing anything fun? What are you doing for New Year's? Tell us.
Well, much like everyone else, hopefully, I am sitting my ass at home for New Year's. And Max and I ordered Little Dom's, which is a wonderful Italian restaurant, which happens to be near where we live in Los Feliz. And their spaghetti and meatballs are amazing. So if anyone's in the LA area, you should definitely check them out. They have the best food. It's just going to be spaghetti and meatballs, some wine, Netflix, movies, TV shows until it hits midnight. And all of a sudden it's 2021.
Have you seen The Flight Attendant on HBO Max?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
Okay. Yeah. So we just watched The Flight Attendant in 2 days. It is so good. There is a crazy twist as it keeps going. There are twists and I love it. You really need to watch it. It's kind of like one of those shows where like the main character is just like so crazy that like it gives you secondhand anxiety when you're watching it, but it's so good. Like, yeah, like she literally gives me so much anxiety and I was
funny.
What is she going to do next? Like it was freaking me out, but we literally just finished it like an hour ago and it was so good. Like I loved it and I would recommend it to anyone. So definitely watch that.
I'll have to check that out. Have you seen Soul on Disney Plus?
Yes. So cute.
Oh my God. Literally. We watched it on Christmas Day and like, oh, I was obsessed with the whole thing and I want to watch it again because it was just so well done. So cute. I mean, also, if anything's cute, I'm going to like it. That's basically a rule of thumb with me, but
Tina Fey was in it. She was like the girl.
She was 22, I think. Was her character's name.
Had no idea till the end and it was so funny.
Yeah. One of the Jerrys is this guy who also is in the IT Crowd, which is like this really funny British like sitcom. And he plays Moss. And Moss is like one of the best characters on the show. So I don't know if anyone has seen the IT Crowd, but it's on Netflix. It's really silly British humor. But like we were watching the movie and I recognized his voice. I was like, oh my God, wait, is that Moss? And he plays one of the Jerrys. And if you've seen Soul, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you know, there's so much content out there. We watched Wonder Woman 84.
I saw that as well.
I didn't it that much. She is beautiful, but I feel like the movie was like, let's make Gal Gadot look beautiful and gorgeous and like have that carry the film. Cause she can't really act that well, in my opinion. Like I think she's cool and you know, the graphics were cool and the visuals and everything. But I thought the first movie was much better.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think she's like perfect and I wish I looked like her, but I thought that the movie literally had no plot. Okay. And the weirdest thing is I literally just got an ad for HBO Max and I don't like that my phone listens to me. This is creepy.
I know it's so creepy.
I'm definitely gonna have to, you know, chill with social media. Maybe I'll turn everything off, but you know, just going back to like our recap, I'm just trying to think of things that happened this year that I'm like so happy and grateful for, and one of those things were being, you know, one, doing well in school, two, being able to adapt, three, getting a puppy who is literally the cutest thing in the whole
world. Her name is Winnie. So cute. We'll link her Instagram and our Instagram because this dog will literally like brighten your life.
Oh my God. She literally just like helps me with, with life. She's the cutest thing. And my other dog is like, I feel like the puppy kind of like brought him back to life. He's really old, but yeah, there was that. Luckily, like my entire family was healthy until literally yesterday, you guys. Like it happened. Like someone's gonna get coronavirus and it's inevitable at this point. But also another really good thing that happened was my mom got the vaccine, which is so exciting for the future. And yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to this next year. I think it's going to be a better year. I think it's really funny that last year we were like, 2020 vision is going to be the best year.
Oh my God. Yeah. Everyone was like convinced it was going to be the best year ever. And like, let's just not do that this year. So, you know, it's like reverse psychology, the universe.
I know, but why don't you tell us about things that happened this year that made you proud / you were happy about?
Yeah. So let's see here. I think one of my best achievements of the year, obviously, was submitting my amicus brief to the Supreme Court on a copyright case. Maybe we can do an episode where I talk about the process or whatever, just because it's very extensive and like law students don't generally get to do it. It depends on if your school has a program like ours does. But that was one of the most intellectually challenging things I've ever done to date. And it was very rewarding. But like when I think back to that 1 month where I was researching and writing and researching and writing and revising and on Zoom meetings with my supervisors going over comments and all that stuff, like it was a mess, but it happened and it worked out. So I think that was a great thing. I would hope that it helps in the, oh, thank you. I would hope that it helps in the job hunt, but we'll see. But either way, I really do love copyright law. So it was a very cool thing that I got to do during law school. Other than that, I mean, obviously there's the basics of, being healthy and my loved ones being healthy and being safe and all that. This semester was interesting because it was fully remote, but there were some parts about it that I really liked. And I thought that, it was, it went well. We don't have grades back yet, but we'll see. and my most like, I guess, thing I've been thinking about or what I realized this year is that I kind of have two life mottos that I live by, which are one is if you're not scared, you're not doing it right. And the other one is if you never ask, you'll never know. And I think that that comes into play with a lot of like networking and professional development. For example, I used to be very scared of reaching out to people. I used to be very scared of confrontation or like, doing something wrong at a job, like stuff like that. But I think that at this point, you might be scared, but that helps you push your boundaries and grow. And I think a good example of that for myself, which I'm actually excited about, is I got my internship simply by asking for one from my music contracts.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. So I actually start next week. We're going to do like the first day of like training on Monday and then figure out a schedule and see how it goes and stuff. But like that was a whole situation of like, if you never ask, you'll never know. And then I'm slightly intimidated because we hopped on the phone to discuss like the details and he kind of gave this like a little slightly intimidating pitch of what the job is going to be like and his expectations. Right. And he was being very realistic and candid, which I appreciate, but he's a bit of a character, which is cool. Music industry is full of them, but I am a little scared of how it's going to be. But again, if I don't do this, I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to learn about how to actually draft contracts because he's going to have me focus on a specific kind of deal, which I'm very
interesting.
I'm going to actually get to learn skills and learn the ins and outs specifically relating to. I believe he's going to give me producer deals because that's what he mentioned on the phone. But that's kind of exposure and experience that you don't tend to get at regular internships because it's a very broad survey of everything that they do. And like sometimes you do spreadsheets and all this stuff, but it's a little intimidating. It might be very fast paced. It might be stressful. We don't know. But one thing I do know is that it will be very, very, very useful when I am job hunting and I can actually, in an interview or in a cover letter or whatever, wherever I'm interviewing that's music related, I can say, I know this deal like the back of my hand,
And you could totally do it. I remember doing those types of deals and they're interesting and you really get to learn the ins and outs of the contract. And it's a good thing to know. It's a good, good experience for you to have, especially going into the workforce so soon. So,
basically he was like, it's like our class, but on steroids. Like our class was a very baseline introduction. And I'm like, that's fine because I really liked our class.
You're getting real experience.
So I think that that's like the common theme here. And, if you're a law student or any student or anyone interested in entertainment law or entertainment in general, who's listening to this is literally you just have to give it all you got and take your chances. And if you ask and you don't hear back, not a big deal, but at least you asked.
Literally just ask. And I need to take that advice as well. I do.
I need to amp up the networking again because I took a break because I got fatigued.
Me too.
Yeah. So come January, my emails will start to go out again.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's definitely what I'm going to start doing next week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick up work again. It's been a really great experience, and I've mm-hmm. learned so much about litigation, and mm-hmm. I've really learned that I like it a lot. So it's been a great experience. I'm glad that I
that's
did
good.
It. You know, in addition
at least you know that you could go both transactional and litigation. So it kind of like allows you to cast a wider net when you are applying to jobs after we graduate.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I plan on doing that till like end of February, and then mm-hmm. starting March, I think, hopefully just, you know, relax, because once we start studying for the bar, that's going to be mm-hmm. quite the, you know, experience. But I think just, you know, taking it easy this, you know, the first 5 months, I think is important. I do plan on, you know, seeing a therapist and kind of like talking mm-hmm. about, you know, my anxieties and my confidence mm-hmm. about the bar exam. Cause clearly like I dream about it. I think about it. Everyone knows that I talk about it, and it's not something that I necessarily want to do.
Oh, I had a dream recently where I was trying to take the bar exam on ExamSoft, and like, it wouldn't let me log in.
See, I can't. Like, I need to talk to someone. I think it's important just because it's been a really tough year.
It has. It's important to have the tools to, like, be able to cope with your anxiety. And I think that getting professional help is always a good idea, especially if you have access to it. And, like, the bar exam is one of those things that I feel like is going to make us get over a lot of the mental blocks that we have, because, like, we don't have a choice.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And like, my goal is to kind of like get into a solid routine with my life where I do, where I could easily adapt that to bar prep, so that it's not like I'm starting a completely new routine come like, you know, the week after graduation. Like, I think ideally I would, you know, get up in the morning, get some movement in, whether it's, I've been doing Pilates recently, which has been really cool.
Good for you.
Yeah. Like, whether it's Pilates or walking or I don't know, some toning exercise, something to like get my body moving in the morning.
Right.
And then like, ideally I would have breakfast and, you know, catch up on the news in the industry and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And then like, kind of set like a 9 to 5 type schedule with like an hour for lunch in between. So yeah, we're going to see how that goes with like with school and all, but I think that it's important to have a solid routine that's going to feel comfortable when we start actually studying, and then also finding good ways to take breaks and things that help, you know, help us rewind. Like, I've been reading books more, like fun fiction books more often now before I go to sleep. I recently took up embroidery, which has been kind of cool. Very so calming, cute. Actually. Very calming.
Oh, I love embroidery.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Like, I find crafting to be incredibly calming. So
it is.
So yeah, I think like that's kind of the goal. I mean, what I have on my plate for the first few months of the year is basically I'm going to have this internship, school, amping up some networking, doing my follow-ups, and our bar prep company, which is Themis, that we went with. I think access to bar prep stuff opens in March. So I might start studying slightly early, not like nothing intense, but, you know, just stuff that I can start putting together before the school year ends, so that, you know, when May comes, I can devote as much time to memorization and practice as possible instead of like learning the law.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I think, and I think taking MBE will help with that, because, you know, the 8 MBE subjects are also essay subjects. And I think our school's bar prep department is going to put up some like CalBAR writing assignments that we can do if we want to. So we were talking, you and I were talking about how we want to keep each other accountable with that. So we'll see how that goes.
We still need to do that. I think just getting used to the language and stuff like that, and kind of just, it's a memorization game.
Really,
so I think just starting early, just kind of like reading through it, honestly, not even, I think the approach I want to take is let's try to understand it before we memorize it, because
agreed.
That's how I approach law school. That's how I want to approach the bar. I do not have a good memory. I don't. It's hard. Mm. And I wish I did, trust me. But
repetition helps.
Yeah, repetition.
And understanding. You're like, you hit the nail on the head with that. And also one piece of advice that I've consistently heard from multiple lawyers about the bar exam is to study the way that worked for you in law school, and don't try new ways of studying because you don't know if it's going to actually be beneficial for you. So that's why like getting your study routine down in law school is so important, because you find what works for you early on.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But you know, enough about the bar, but if you are oh my A2L I mean- or 1L or even like someone going into school, guys, like just don't even think about the bar, because you don't need to. But
the reason we're talking about it is because it's going to consume like 80% of our, you know, of 2021 for us. And it's just something that's been on our mind.
But if you are, you know, a 1L or 2L or, you know, a 0L, I just think try to, you know, take all the advice that we gave you earlier in our previous episodes. Please reach out to us, because we love to help. That's why we're doing this podcast in the first place. Yeah. I think just, you know, making sure that you network, making sure that you meet people and try to, you know, get as much experience as possible. I'm telling you, getting experience is where it's at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Trial and error.
And you kind of just have to be brave. Yeah, you have to be brave for yourself, and you have to figure it out. And like, just, you don't have to be 100% productive every single day. Like, that's unrealistic. So I think a lot of it is also being, learning to be kind to yourself too, because we have a tendency as law students of, you know, being overachievers because we have all these big goals, but you know, sometimes you just need to chill for a bit. We're human.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to be coming out with lots of different themes of episodes this year. We're planning to have some more guests on and talk about entertainment a little bit more, and, you know, put some law school in there, obviously, but we are heading into the entertainment business in the next year. So,
which is crazy. Share.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to have a real job again. Like, I really am.
Me too.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a good year. I think it's going to be challenging for us, like with the bar and all, but I think that, you know, everything will work out the way it's supposed to, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to kill it. Everyone's going to kill it this year. If you made it through a pandemic, you can make it through anything, especially law school. So good job.
Good job. Well, with that, we are wishing you a very happy new year, and wishing you a safe and, you know, lovely time at home.
Yes. Happy new year, everyone. And happy I hope you guys have the best year of your lives. Anything's better than this goals. Past year.
Yeah. Anything will be better than 2020. So the bar is kind of low at this point, right?
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Okay. Well, we will see you in 2021 with a brand new episode.